Proposition 15 would amend the California state constitution to change the rules created by 1978's Prop 13, which capped property taxes on properties at 1% of the sales price, and which can only increase a maximum of 2% per year. This basically freezes tax rates for a property to what it was at the time of purchase, instead of what it would be based off of what the property is worth now. While farms and homes would still follow those rules, under Prop 15, commercial and industrial properties would be taxed based on their market value. Ben Grief is the campaign director of Evolve California, a nonprofit that works to improve funding for local government. He said that Prop 15 would be a way to get communities the funding they need.
Prop 15 is just a common sense initiative that is more important now than ever. It will generate $12 billion of stable, reliable local revenue. This is money going to our local schools and the local communities. You know, not a dime of this is going to Sacramento at a time when our local governments need it the most. So this is a way that our state can actually generate reliable revenue for the things that we all need and want and deserve in our communities while protecting homeowners, protecting renters, and protecting small businesses.
Proponents of Prop 15 say that the change is long overdue. Grief said that the protections afforded by Prop 13 were designed to help homeowners and should never have applied to large commercial properties in the first place.
Prop 13 was passed in 1978 and was meant to protect people. It was meant to keep grandma in her home. That's what people like, and that's what Prop 15 protects. But what people don't like, and what doesn't make any sense at all, is the fact that Chevron gets the same protections that grandma gets. And that's what Prop 15 is working to change.
Proposition 15 carves out an exemption for small businesses, making an exception for properties whose business owners have $3 million or less in California property. It would also exempt a small business's non-real estate property, like tools and equipment, from taxes, as well as the first $500,000 worth of non-real estate property for larger companies. Opponents of the proposition argue that those protections aren't enough, and that small businesses would still suffer under Prop 15. Edward Lombard III is the CEO of the California Black Chamber of Commerce. He pointed out that since many small businesses lease their property from large landowners, there's a high probability that the higher taxes would simply be passed on to them.
No matter what the proponents of Prop 15 claim, this measure will devastate small business. The property tax increase will mean skyrocketing rent for many small businesses, business owners, and higher property taxes get passed on to those who lease the properties from commercial properties. Also, the cost of doing business will increase because as big box stores and supply companies and major corporations increase their price because of the increase in the property taxes, they're going to pass this on to the consumers. And a lot of those consumers are small businesses. And those small businesses who operate on very small margins are all of a sudden going to find themselves priced out of the ability to maintain businesses here in the state of California.
Other critics argue that Prop 15 could exacerbate issues that have developed as a result of Prop 13. Some economists have argued that by decoupling market rate value from tax value, Prop 13 creates an incentive for municipalities to develop more profitable commercial and industrial real estate over residential units, thus exacerbating the state's housing crisis. Lombard said that he was concerned the state would simply absorb the extra revenue itself.
None of this money that is earmarked to go to schools and to the lower income communities is ever going to make its way down there. These funds are going into the general fund. Once they get there, because of the devastating hit that the state has taken because of COVID-19, I doubt that any of that money is going to make it into our communities. And because the lowest denominator on the totem pole of who gets this money is schools, I don't think schools are ever going to see these funds. So it's just a way of making people believe they're going to get something when they're really not going to get anything.
Proposition 15 calls for the extra property taxes initially to pass to the state to allow it to recoup some money for certain tax losses in other areas, and to pay the cost of implementing the measure itself. The measure would then allocate 60% of the remaining funds to cash-strapped local governments and 40% to schools. Ben Grief said that it's a mistake for California to miss out on commercial real estate taxes.
When you look at every other place in the country, all we want to do is just put ourselves on par with how they tax large commercial property. You know, commercial properties valued under $3 million in California will be exempt from any changes. Like I mentioned, all residential property will be protected. This simply will mean that large commercial property owners valued at over $3 million, if they have property valued at over $3 million, they will have to pay fair market value property taxes like they would have to do anywhere else.
Prop 15 is supported by unions, especially those for public sector unions and teachers, and has been endorsed by the California Democratic Party and Governor Gavin Newsom. It is opposed by anti-tax groups, as well as business groups such as the California Chamber of Commerce and the California Retailers Association. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.